Longmont has been ground zero when it comes to the fracking controversy in Colorado. The city tried to ban it already in residential neighborhoods and promptly got sued by the state, but local and national anti-fracking groups haven't been deterred and are going ahead with Initiative 300 anyway, though as Sam Schaubacher of the group Food and Water Watch notes, they've only raised about $20,000 in the past 5 months in support of it.
The oil and gas industry has raised nearly $500,000 in 5 weeks. This is a blatant attempt to intimidate the citizens of Longmont against voting for a measure to protect health, safety, and property values in town.
Bill Ray is with the opposition group Main Street Longmont.
If Longmont were to be voting on a ban on soda pop, no one would be surprised if Coke and Pepsi were supporting that campaign.
Ray says there should be no surprise that companies such as Encana and groups like the Colorado Oil and Gas Association are pumping in money to defeat the measure. If it passes, he says private property rights are at stake in Longmont because many companies wouldn't be able to develop the mineral rights they're legally entitled to. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.